IBC 11, September 23rd, 2005. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Italian Born Chinese podcast. The only podcast in three languages coming to you from Shanghai. I'm your host John. Today is Friday, September 23rd, and this is episode number 11. Well, lots of things happening this past week, and if you've been reading my blog, you know all about them. The new TV season in the States has started, and there are a few shows that Becky and I follow every week. So, I'll be blogging about them. Also, how cool is the new iPod? You know, I think I'm gonna get one. Let's see what the lady says. And congratulations to Mark for finally being listed on iTunes. It's been a long road, but you finally made it. And one more thing is that the Opera browser is now ad-free. Opera browser is faster and more secure than IE, Internet Explorer. So please, go check it out. I know that my friend Tommaso has already done it, so that's good. It's now 11 o'clock in the night, so, and Becky is already asleep, so I don't want to wake her up. But enough chit chat, let's get right into the show. Today I'm going to recommend a podcast and a TV show and a movie. How am I gonna do that? It's easy when the podcast is called The Signal and is dedicated to the TV show Firefly and the upcoming movie Serenity. Firefly is a TV show by Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Angel, and it's a space western science fiction show. But don't let that scare you, because the best thing about this show is its characters, at least in my opinion. There are no less than 9 characters, and they are all very, very interesting. Joss is also known for his funny dialogue, so, you know, there's plenty of humor. But let's talk about the podcast here, which is called The Signal. And today I have a very easy job.
And this here's Serenity, and she's the smoothest ride.
Midbook transport. Standard radio and accelerator core, class code 03-K64.
Firefly.
Here's how it is.
Sex, muscle, humor, thuggery.
The Central Planets, them's formed the Alliance, waged war to bring everyone under their rule.
Ah, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
A few idiots tried to fight it, among them, myself.
Sir, I think you have a problem with your brain being missing.
God. Oh, God.
I'm Malcolm Reynolds, Captain of Serenity.
Yes, sir, Captain Tight Pants.
She's a transport ship, Firefly class.
It's parts, a lot of cheap parts we'll never unload.
You got a job, we can do it.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
Don't much care what it is.
That sounds like science fiction.
You're listening to The Signal. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Les.
This is a podcast all about Joss Whedon's show Firefly. It started off as a TV series, and now we've got graphic novels and a movie coming out called Serenity.
We take our name, The Signal, from the tagline of the forthcoming movie. The tagline is, "You can't stop the signal."
If you're new to Firefly, it's a science fiction show which tells the story of the crew of Serenity, which is a transport ship, and the adventures that the crew have after they take on board two innocent fugitives.
In this show, we're going to be looking at all aspects of Firefly. We're going to be reviewing the episodes and also the graphic novels, and the movie once it's released. but we're not going to give away any movie spoilers until a few weeks after the movie's released.
For instance, we would never, ever tell you that Book is really River's father.
River, I am your father.
Okay. We do give spoilers for the episodes, but for those of you who haven't seen them yet, we don't give away major plot details.
We're also going to be taking a wider view at the Firefly universe in depth, including detailed background information, the wider Firefly universe, and also the story of Firefly's creators and the world of fandom.
Our main show comes out every 2 weeks, but we try to give you something every week, so there will be a special edition of The Signal or little surprises in the intervening weeks.
So, tune into The Signal. You can find us on our website. That's www.serenityfirefly.com. You can also find us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, Podcast.net, and in the iTunes directory. We're also part of the Science Fiction Podcast Network at www.tsfpn.com.
And that's all for this introduction. If you like what you heard, tune in to The Signal. www.serenityfirefly.com.
Tell you, Zoe, we get a mechanic, hire a good pilot, maybe a cook. Live like real people. Small crew. They must feel the need to be free, take jobs as they come. They never have to be under the heel of nobody ever again. No matter how long the arm of the Alliance might get, we'll just get ourselves a little further.
So there you have it. If you're already a fan of Firefly, subscribe to The Signal. You like it. And if you don't know about Firefly, listen to The Signal and see if you're interested. And if you are, you can buy the DVD box set of the first and only season of Firefly. The TV show has been cancelled, but it lives on in the feature movie Serenity, which is coming to your local theater starting next week. Well, at least in the States. And this is probably my favorite TV show ever. So please, give it a try. As always, let's talk about the love story between me and my wife, Becky. Last time, I told you about my summer here in Shanghai. And after I went back to the UK, I started my third year of my graduate degree, and it was a pretty uneventful story, that year I was living with a Chinese flatmate, Henry, and I didn't have any much problems, with my studies. I was still very not very social during that time, just didn't want to go out too much, just missing Becky. In the meantime, she was starting her first year here, first official year as a teacher, and I remember she was very enthusiastic about it. She really liked teaching these kids, and she was pretty close to her students, and I think they also really liked her a lot. She's a very funny woman, although she will tell you that she isn't, but we all know she is. Anyway, so that year passed without much event, not many events, and there was one thing that happened is that I started watching DVDs, and I started buying DVDs even though I didn't have a DVD player. My flatmate had a DVD-ROM in his laptop, so I borrowed his laptop pretty often, and I bought a lot of DVDs. I started with The Godfather, and I watched all three movies, and I watched all commentaries, you know, and I started watching Buffy, and it's a very expensive hobby, let's just say that. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the third year, and I graduated in June of 2002, and I moved to London, looking for some job opportunities, but and actually that summer also Becky also came to see me, and we spent the summer there in London, and I'm gonna talk about that next episode though. Now I'm just gonna play some positive music. This is 46 Bliss, and the song is called In a Long Time.
I saw stars around your feet once, little lights like fish you swim in. Took off your hat, you turned your chin in. Time stood still on St. Mark's Place. We walked up through hills of times like this and times like those. We felt the heat of all the years. I filled my head and spilled my tears. In a long time, in a long time, in a long time, I will see you. In a long time, in a long time, in a long time, I will see you.
was In a Long Time by 46 Bliss. Did you like that? Oh, very nice. The next segment is inspired by a post, actually a rant, posted by Brad P. In his blog, wholelotofnonsense.org. I'll put a link on the show notes, and the post is called Livid. That's what I am right now, Livid. And it's about problems that Brad had in a shop about service. And let me tell you, Brad, do not come to China, because the service here is way worse, okay? You know, some clerks here really do not care if you buy the products or services. Some even look annoyed that you are in their shop, as if they wish that nobody would come in, as if you interrupted them chatting with their colleagues. In fact, once I was in a bank, I went to the information desk, and there were two people there who were talking to each other very loudly. They weren't fighting, but just talking with each other. And they saw me. They knew that I was waiting there, but they didn't seem to care. So I shouted, "Excuse me!" And they turned to me, "Yes?" As if everything was normal, as if they didn't do anything wrong. Another time, I was looking at cellulars at a counter, and the lady kept asking me, You wanna buy it? Yeah, mama? And I was like, you know, I was asking questions about the product, and she answered them very simply. Sometimes she didn't know what she was talking about. And then kept asking me, "Do you wanna buy it? You wanna buy it?" And I was like, "Basta cazzo! I mean, enough already! Normally when you sell the product, you sell the product by presenting it and its features to the client, you know. But the only thing she would say was, "Wanna buy it?" As if I would buy it just because you told me to. Anyway, and speaking of rants, you all know about my own rant last week about our bathroom. Well, after four more people came to take a look at it, and at four different times, they finally agreed on repairing it. So they came this morning, late, but still they made it. And they still try to avoid making this repair. You know, they still said that this job was not needed. So my father-in-law was very smart. He asked them to sign a guarantee that the toilet did not need repair. They obviously did not want to sign it, so they did the work, and actually, it really needed to be repaired, obviously, because, you know, they just didn't want to do it anyway. But finally, they are doing it. It's gonna take a while, a few days, so. But at least they're doing it. Okay, we're at the end of the show. Before I close this show, a personal message for Amanda. Amanda, please start your blog. End of message. Again, thanks to Brad and to his wife for providing the clip at the end of the show. Thanks, guys. That's, you know, great work. I love it. And this is all for today. You can please visit my website, thetheties.net. That's thetheities.net. You can find show notes and links to other podcasts and music that are played. And also, please leave a comment on the website. Or you can send me emails at ibccast@gmail.com. The music provided tonight is always from the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And finally, the last song I'm going to play tonight is by Tourist. And the song is called Every Time We Touch. Thanks again for listening. Ciao, ciao, 再见. This song is rocking.
shoes and the tinsel on her tongue. I can't be what she needs. She can't save me. Every time. See what I need, she's breaking me every time.
Disembodied Voices Podcast Group Podcast. Come visit us at dvoices.blogspot.com.